Welcome to the latest in our series of Q&As, where we explore the multitude of issues around intangible brand value. One of the most interesting is brand enhancement. Together with brand protection, we see this as a key contributor to the concept of authenticity. So this is everything you ever wanted to know about brand enhancement. Throughout our discussion, we will explore how enhancement and authenticity can be designed and integrated into products and packaging. We'll also examine some recent developments, in particular, the influence of sustainability. I'm Giles Walker, Chief Marketing and Strategy Officer of OPSEC, and I'm here today with Jim Bateman, Dave Stewart, and David Cherson. Together, they lead our efforts to design, develop, and sell our range of apparel and brand enhancements into the sports and fashion sectors. So what does OPSEC mean when we talk about brand enhancement? For us, it's about bringing impact and authenticity to products. The consumer experience often starts with distinctive products and packaging that provoke recognition and evoke appeal. We work across multiple enhancement components, from labels and heat transfers to patches and foils, to elevate and augment brands. We also add security to many of these components, from security yarns to optical security. And we can add unique codes that unlock engagement marketing campaigns or help verify authenticity. Gentlemen, you're all experts in brand enhancement and authentication, yet your backgrounds are quite diverse. Could you perhaps give us some insight into your expertise and your experience of the industry? Jim, could you start us off?
Of course. My name is Jim Bowman, and I'm VP of Apparel Brand Enhancement. I was Managing Director of Delta Labelling, a major supplier of innovative trim labels to the apparel industry. We were acquired by OPSEC over 10 years ago, and since then, I've been part of providing authentication and enhancement solutions to the sports and apparel industry. As you mentioned, our product portfolio combines enhancement with both physical and digital security to provide the ultimate authentic experience. We can encapsulate holograms in silicon badges for bold visual appeal, but can also embed RFID, NFC technology into badges to enable connected products, further enhancing the digital experience for both the brand owner and their consumers.
Great, thanks. And how about you, David?
Yes, thanks. I am David Cherson. I'm the Director of Sales here at Global Trim. We were acquired by OPSEC back in October 2023. And since our inception, we've supplied a wide range of trim solutions into the sports and fashion industry. We have a strong presence in the US, but we also have a physical presence in Asia and Central America. We offer many premium trim and merchandising components, as well as complementary services like material and product testing for compliance purposes, along with design that help bring our customers' ideas to life. We have added a few exciting new products to OPSEC's already vast portfolio, but I'm really excited about is introducing their wide range of products and services to our customers here in the US.
Thanks, David. And finally, Dave.
Hi, my name is David Stewart. I'm the creative director here at OPSEC. I lead a dynamic team of talented designers who are experts in providing a wide range of creative services to our customers. Our clientele ranges from brand owners seeking to enhance their identity or deliver authenticity to their products, through to government institutions aiming to maintain revenue collection and confirm the authenticity of documents. We have a commitment to excellence and innovation, following brand guidelines to ensure consistency, while also infusing design with creativity and originality.
Thank you all. I'd like to start by discussing customer requirements. How are they changing, and how are brand enhancement solutions evolving to meet these? OPSEC is a global leader in brand protection, meaning our product portfolio has been built from a core of protecting our customers' brand value and reputation. I see an expanded portfolio, including the acquisition of Global Trim, as an opportunity to elevate our brand enhancement proposition. This also opens doors to enter new markets and offers a springboard to be more creative with the services we can provide. David, what do you think?
Absolutely. Let me explain a little bit more. My background is in apparel, and we've seen a big shift in terms of what brands are looking for. As I said earlier, we help bring our customers' ideas to life. That means working with them throughout the development lifecycle, assisting with everything from designing trims or hang tags, to picking colors based on brand guidelines or trends, to defining finishes and choices of materials. Fashion is constantly evolving, so new seasonal product ranges, meaning new fabrics and designs and thousands of potential SKUs, all of which need to be assessed, lab tested, and signed off before negotiations to purchase materials can start. This requires a lot of forethought and expertise, which is almost impossible without a dedicated team. This is where we step in.
I agree. Part of what we do involves working with designers, trying to interest and inspire them in terms of what is possible and practical, as well as what the final product will look like. This means working with mood boards, colors, and finishes, and helping them understand the options that are available to enhance and secure their products or garment. It's about identifying and incorporating creative elements that suit their needs, solve their issues, and fit with their wider brand identity.
Time and effort involved in creating and incorporating brand enhancements can be significant. We work with global brand owners and licensees with global manufacturing, so any enhancement requires coordination before it can go into production. This means quality assessments, the correct ink use on specific materials, certification from shipment to the factory door, and perhaps above all, maintaining consistency across all production sites throughout the world, especially when a brand is being licensed. Being able to provide transparency throughout the process also forms an integral part of what we do. For example, being able to present tracking at each stage, detailing wash results, professional laboratory tests, order receipts and logs. Some of this is demanded by customers, but the level of detail that we can provide is certainly appreciated.
Thanks, all. So you've described how we're seeing an evolution in customer requirements and what can be achieved. You've each raised points about different forms of brand enhancement and the range of considerations involved with each. It's clearly not as simple as just adhering to brand guidelines or creating something that is aesthetically pleasing, although that's obviously essential. It sounds like there's several other factors to consider. At OBSEC, our enhancement portfolio often incorporates security, often to demonstrate authenticity and support customers in their anti-counterfeiting efforts. I see that evolving further with Global Trim on board. It'd be good to explore some of the links that you see between brand enhancement and other associated features. Jim, what do you think?
Brand enhancement and protection are interlinked to an extent because authentication plays a key role in maintaining a brand's reputation. Counterfeits have always been a concern for brands, but poor product quality and suspect vendors meant that consumers could often identify fakes quite easily. Quality has improved, and with so many purchases made online, the way in which products are presented and purchased becomes more distant. I think this is where brand enhancement and protection coincide, because building security into enhancement solutions serves a dual purpose. Being able to physically and digitally distinguish genuine from fake goods will always be important in maintaining the trust of consumers. We're talking here about security foils that can be added directly onto materials or encapsulated in a silicon badge, and even security threads woven into labels and badges. Unique digital and physical identifiers added to hang tags or labels allow brands to track and to trace the product lifecycle or deliver product information to increasingly discerning consumers. They can also enable monitoring of brand licensing programs or identify counterfeit and grey market hotspots. While these are security orientated, they also help make a product more authentic by adding trust and a premium experience to a genuine product. As I mentioned earlier, we can incorporate NFC chips and secure digital codes, which assist inventory management, but also act as product-based calls to action to enhance the consumer experience or engagement marketing, including links to digital products and services.
That is an excellent point. Consumer engagement has always been important, but enabling brands to interact directly with their customers and followers is becoming a game changer, particularly within sports. Teams connecting directly with fans means more than simply sharing the latest news. It's an opportunity to better understand the demographics and characteristics, what size they are, purchase history, and so on. This creates a platform for incredibly valuable personalized marketing. Such a connection can also enable consumers to authenticate their product or access sustainably information and messaging, all of which is backed up by the supply chain traceability data that Jim mentioned. This can help confirm a brand's ethical sourcing and environmental claims, or even to promote responsible recycling.
There's definitely been a noticeable leap in sustainability demands. This is likely as a response to increasing consumer pressure, but also because many brands actually want to have a positive influence on the planet. There have been some amazing innovations in this space in recent years, things like recycled polyester yarns, soy-based inks, or FSC and recycled paper options, among others. We have been able to build these solutions directly into the trim or into hang tags, and even into packaging. All of this supports a brand's identity and authenticity, as well as helping them to push forward their own brand message about their environmental and sustainability goals.
I particularly like the fact that brand enhancement appears to complement and even augment so many other solutions, from security and authenticity through to sustainability and consumer engagement. But there are clearly complexities involved in successful implementation and a lot to consider. I wonder if this complexity is actually creating confusion for brand owners as they reconcile these objectives, as well as when evaluating which solutions are most suitable for a specific purpose. What do you think, Jim?
In my experience, much of the complexity can be solved by bringing together stakeholders from across an organization. A lot of companies we work with have separate entities handling specific areas of production and fulfillment. So the people who handle brand protection or who design the product or who handle the legal or marketing aspects, all of these functional brand teams ultimately impact the final garment or product. So bringing together people from all areas of the business remains an important part of what we do. Getting people together in the same room, so to speak, allows stakeholders to recognize and understand the issues facing others. When we can bridge that gap successfully, that's where the magic happens. It often lifts the confusion and helps each area see where a solution fits within a wider context, thereby creating a win-win solution for the business.
Exactly. Each area of the business is often trying to solve a different issue or address a specific requirement. They each have their own priorities, and sometimes that may be considered integral to design or marketing by one team, might be considered unnecessary or excessive by another. There are challenges in bringing everyone together, and as some needs might conflict with others. But we think it's important because we can better understand the reasoning behind the decision making of each stakeholder. It also means that we can work together, fulfilling as many of the requirements as possible before we submit any initial designs.
Customers are not always sure what they want or even what's possible. So our role is to help them understand the realities and constraints of each solution to make sure that any decision that is taken is informed and made for the right reasons. Some solutions can be costly to implement, such as some can be sustainability innovations, as I mentioned earlier. So it's important for us to understand their priorities and then come back with something practical. Our customers want us to come to them with innovative ideas, but we're also not sure what they may be willing to spend for such an idea. So we always work towards a principle of good, better, best, which allows us to present something achievable. Our customers need a partner who can assist them throughout the process. Everything from design, matching seasonal developments, to new concept artwork, inspiring designers and enabling them to incorporate their own colors and finishes. This means that we don't waste a customer's time by offering them something beyond what they might need, but it also represents a selection of what can be accomplished.
Being able to combine security and authentication with brand enhancement can simplify much of the complexity and demands made on a manufacturer. We work with a number of leading global brands as a nominated supplier. This is because we can provide transparency and certification at every stage, as well as ensuring consistency across multiple international production sites. We cover most testing and quality requirements, and we can scale up or down as necessary. This means we can work with a manufacturer of 5,000 or 500,000 items and provide the same high level of quality throughout. The ability to incorporate multiple solutions through a single partner can be very efficient and appealing prospect for a brand owner.
Thanks, Jim. An important point was raised earlier around implementing solutions for the right reasons. For example, sustainability should not be adopted as a way of greenwashing a brand. Solutions should serve a clear purpose, whether that be a brand reducing their global carbon footprint or demonstrating and representing genuine sustainability commitments to consumers. In fact, sustainability has been mentioned a few times throughout this discussion, probably because it's a topic that's high on many agendas, and many leading clothing brands have made statements to shareholders about their timescales for commitment around sustainability. We're running a bit short on time, but I'd like to discuss that area a bit further. We've explored some of the considerations around sustainability solutions, but what is being driven by consumer interest or legislation, or in fact by other factors?
Honestly, I think it's a good combination. As David said earlier, many companies actually want to be a force for good and reduce their carbon footprint. I think many brand enhancement solutions can help brands achieve their sustainability commitments and keep their promise to shareholders and to the public. There are other considerations as well. In Europe, for example, many brands are preparing for the implementation of the Digital Product Passport, or the DPPs. This forms part of a number of EU initiatives falling under their Circular Economy Action Plan, which are designed to embed sustainability into products, mainly by sharing publicly accessible information across the entire product lifecycle.
Although it's an EU initiative, it really has global implications, since it will likely impact all that sell products into the EU market. DPPs have been in discussion for many years, so it shouldn't be a surprise, but there are different timelines for when it will be adopted across industries. Apparel and fashion are key areas in focus. We are helping many of our global customers to understand the implications of DPPs and what they need to do to prepare. Interestingly, some of our existing solutions have already positioned them for compliance. The unique identifiers we discussed earlier form an integral part of our dynamic traceability solution, providing a strong foundation for what will be required by DPPs. This is because they are incorporated throughout the supply chain.
Since being acquired by OPSEC and understanding what is involved with DPPs and the upcoming legislation, we have taken a strong approach to making sure our customers understand how OPSEC can assist them in meeting this regulation. Being able to support our customers proactively like this, along with some of the other products and services we've discussed, allow us to differentiate ourselves from our competitors and enables us to be an extension of our customers' workforce.
Thank you all. I think this has been a really informative discussion, so I'd just like to thank all of you for taking part. Hopefully, we've provided a better understanding of just how broad the topic of brand enhancement is. With so many products and services falling within or adjacent to it, the breadth of options and objectives might seem intimidating, but it's certainly not insurmountable. I think much of what we've discussed highlights the importance of understanding the available solutions, what each can accomplish and how they interact before jumping to adopt one over the other. Brand enhancement is a complex topic, but with the right intent and support, it will continue to offer significant value to brands. That's all we've got time for today. Thank you for joining us. And thanks again to Jim, Dave and David for sharing their insights. We hope you come away with some new ideas around what brand enhancement can mean for you and why it should be a core part of any product portfolio, becoming something that involves more functions and teams than ever before. If you've got further questions or perhaps want to discuss how we can help you to think through the options and solutions that will meet your needs, why not reach out to us via the contact details on our website? Thank you again, and we hope to see you on our next Q&A.